In this episode of BPC,
Cult of Daddies,
how gay is the Mad Max series?
RBG hinted at what's to come by marrying two men.
Earl Grey hot? Are Star Trek type replicators already here?
And the guy with the Pinocchio tattoo gets man banned from flying.
All these coming up on Bear Podcast.
Bear Podcast 568. Bigger than the Earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
Welcome to episode 568, and it's a Tuesday, May 19th, 2015. And we're actually, I just came from a Bear Watch last weekend. So
you know what that means this coming weekend is?
It's Memorial Weekend, yeah. Memorial Day weekend. So
happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. So just to let you guys know, we're going to take a break next week. We're going to take a break because Ray's going to be out of town.
That's right. I'm going to be in our nation's capital with a bomber.
So just
planning the Texas invasion.
So we next week,
carving out my little piece of the empire.
I'll probably just put some links on the website, some old shows on Facebook. So just go to facebook.com/ Bear Podcast. So just look at some old shows that we're gonna post. Okay. So yeah, kind of a flashback weekend. All right. So like I said, Ray, you missed Bear Watch.
I missed Bear Watch. Mm-hmm. I no longer do Bear Watch.
You don't do Bear Watch anymore.
We just didn't. Things were too busy this year. I just didn't get to go.
Yeah. So for many years, You did yard work, really?
Yes.
That's all you did.
I got my garden planted. It's done. It's in. It's everything's fine. It's a month late, but it's in.
Good for you. I haven't had any plants planted in a while. So. What else did you do? Just plant? Did you watch movies? No?
Oh, we watched movies. We'll talk about that. But you're talking about Bear Watch.
Oh, okay. Right now, what you're seeing, if you are watching the videos right now, you'll be seeing some pictures from Bear Watch. So some bear pictures here and some guys. Whoa. And I don't even recognize who these are.
I think I know who that one with the moon is.
Yeah, it's so
Chuck Murphy.
It was last Friday until yesterday, Sunday. So May, what's the dates? May 15th to 17th. So it was in the Red Roof Inn. It's not anymore in the Inn at the Water Park. So it was Red Roof Inn there in Galveston. And we were there at the East Beach this time. Because before, were we always? We're always at the West.
It used to be at the East Beach. And then East Beach got so bad. And they were doing all that construction. And you couldn't get back there.
Yep.
And it was just nasty. So we moved it down to the west end of the island, where there's a pavilion with restroom and showers.
And then
the hurricane took all that out. But we still did it down there because it was kind of more secluded and away from everybody, and it was easier to get. And it was just nicer and easier to get to. So
yeah. But this year, everything moved back to the East Beach, which was all renovated. And there's a restroom area there too, and lots of parking space. And
see, it used to not be. You used to have to drive through the dunes, and cars got stuck. And
yeah.
Tow trucks had to get called. It was a mess.
Yeah. Not anymore. It's a lot easier now. So you go on Seawall Boulevard all the way to the end, then turn right, and then you'll hit it.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Are they putting restrooms and stuff down there too?
There is one restroom building, but you have to walk a little farther.
Okay.
But not too bad. I mean, like a 5-minute walk.
Yeah. Well, that's Gay Beach in Galveston. If you go down there, go all the way to East Beach. And if you go to the left when you go to East Beach, you have to pay to go out on East Beach.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if you take a right, there's parking area and stuff there on the sand and on the beach. And like, midway between that and the towers, then there used to be Gay Beach.
Yeah, the problem with the parking space that you said, it was there's long-standing water, really deep, and only big trucks can go in, can go in.
But they got other parking places now along on the back street that goes back there. Yeah. It runs along the beach.
Yeah, but the ones that are accessible are the ones you have to pay for $8.
Okay.
And the ones you talked about that was submerged in water, well, not submerged. That's the free one.
Free one, yeah.
I guess they did it on purpose or something. They really dug up something.
Well, yeah, they want you to pay that $8.
So. Yeah, I know.
And you know, and actually, it's kind of worth paying because you get a decent parking place. You don't have to worry about getting stuck. Because when you get stuck, it's a pain in the ass.
That's right. So it was all good.
Oh, it's Mike.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, it's your room. So we were there. It was great. It did not rain, which is great. There's a lot of food. They served food at the Crave. This was Friday night. That was the dance bar Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was Crave, K-R-A-V-E. So we were looking for it on Google Maps. Where's this Crave? It kept Bar and Grill and Crave Donuts or something. But all along, it was we were spelling C-R-A-V-E. The place is called Crave, K-R-A-V-E. So, yeah, it was hard to look for it. Where is it? Where is it? We're going to map it. Then
we spelled it. Wasn't in your Bear Watch newsletter where everything was?
No, we didn't read it. Because we were just telling, hey, see you at Crave. See you at Crave. Okay.
What is your badge?
We didn't bother. I didn't bother to look. No. But you would think that, oh, Crave. Okay. Keep looking at Crave.
Like
Crave. Do you look again if you know it's already Crave? You don't look at the schedule again if you know it's the Crave. But it's just spelled differently. Anyway, so we went there. They served food. They had some pasta, some Parmigiana chicken, salads, pretty good. And they were serving these berry grape, these schnapps, grape schnapps something. It's really sweet. And that's the bear drink of the night. But it was good. It was fun. There was a silent auction and everything, so... It's just a place to eat at and drink, and there's no show or anything. So that's good. And then pool parties after that. That was fun. And then, like Mike was trying not to, letting me not to say, but there was a hotel room there with a sling room.
Oh, which room 6969?
Yeah, room 6969. Yeah. And then there was a line inside where the sling is, and there's a line outside. The ones who were watching.
Did they switch out who was in the sling, or was it the same person?
I think it's the same person as the whole night.
Was it bareback?
I think it was.
Yeah, so taking,
probably was
taking load after load.
Oh yeah, probably they were in prep, which is fun. Which is interesting because we were at Crave Bar that night. Somebody from Legacy came over and asking, you know, he wants condoms and everything, so you're giving out condoms. Then have you guys heard of prep? Of course. We've been talking about prep for the longest time. And then, I know about prep and everything. So, it was,
and prep. And they were trying to sign you up for the trials?
Yeah, they're encouraging you to go for prep. And then they asked, is it covered? It's covered by some insurances. So, if you do that, yeah, you can, part of it can be covered. But let's just say it is affordable if you use insurance. So, that's what I'm saying. But I was tempted to talk about the things we talked about before. Does it, you know, because I know he's just somebody who's just a representative of Legacy. But then I wanted to ask
the hard question. Maybe we need to get Legacy on the show and talk to us.
Talk to us about it. Maybe we can do that. So he was talking about the hard questions. Like, don't you think that's a, like a silver bullet, or not a silver bullet, but it's like a license to be reckless. So I don't know. We were in the bar, and it wasn't appropriate to put people in on the spot. But then he was there talking about prep, so I didn't want.
He wasn't the one in the sling, was he?
No, he wasn't. Okay. Oh God, I hope not. Not that I'm judging, but no, yeah.
Judge, bitch.
Yeah, so I was. Yeah, so it was fun. Bear watch, and then Saturday we went to the beach and everything. We had either you had same thing, same menu. Either you have a hot dog, two hot dogs, two large hot dogs, or a big burger. You can do that. So that was good. But they're open to everyone, not only for people with wristbands. They can also sell. People want to eat, sell food anyway. So it's okay.
We did that before. You just had to pay in advance so we know how much food to have. So
yeah, we did it before. But then there was a lot. So that's okay. And then there was a lot of people who really didn't register, but they were at the beach.
Well, that's always the case.
And then there are lots of Goldilocks this time. Lots of girls even registered for Bear Watch. About two or three, I think. Two or three fag hags. So, yeah, it was fun. I mean, they're okay. I didn't get to talk to them. They're hanging around with the bears. So, yeah. It was okay.
Goldilocks and they had 300 bears now.
Goldilocks and the 300 bears. You know, we had that, and I did not see them in the pool or anything. So, so there's only guys. Yeah, that was fun. I mean, Bear Watch this year, not as much people. We did not have a foam pit this time. We didn't. There's no foam pit because the organizers were thinking it's not really. If you have only about 20 people who would go to the pit, to the foam pit, then it's not worth doing. Well, they're all in line
for room 69, so they didn't need a foam pit.
Yeah, they can have it in their own rooms if they want to. But yeah, there's no. This time there's it's not clothing optional this time because the hotel is not really closed out, so everybody's closed. But it's okay. Things happen in the pool, whatever. It's a heated pool. It's warm pool. It's heated, so cool. Yeah, that's one of the selling points. And many people were in the pool, and many people enjoyed that. So that was
It's good. I'm glad to see Galveston's opening up because before no other hotels were talked to us.
Yeah. No. And do those hotels have heated pools?
Probably well, no. I mean, when we switched from the Sandpiper, and at the water park was the only hotel that would even look at us.
Oh, really?
And consider us being there, mm-hmm. being the kind of event we were doing.
But now this time they didn't even contact us at all. That's what I heard.
Well, yeah, because that hotel's been going downhill since we moved in there. It's all our fault. We made it go down. But
I don't think so.
But no, I think it's the management there. I think they're anyway. But it's nice that other hotels have stepped in because even after we went in at Water Park, we approached other hotels, and not saying because of the race of the people that own majority of the hotels down there and their religious beliefs, they wouldn't even talk to us.
Oh, really? But I guess Red Roof Inn is pretty nice to us, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I guess whoever owns Red Roof Inn don't care as long as they get their money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially if you have 150 people going in.
Yeah.
And Surefire. Oh, by the way, we at the beach, we had the coolest canopy.
Oh, you did?
Not because...
Where's the pictures of it? That also a cool canopy.
Well, that's where with Shahram and the others, we were in the canopy.
Yeah, but where are the pictures of it? Where was it all decorated like?
It's not decorated, but we had the cool bears come to us.
Oh, you just sat there and they came to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. All these bears would just hang out with us. Hey, can I hang out in your canopy? Okay, sure. There are about, later about 20 of them, 30 of them. Well, yeah, I'm exaggerating. But it was fun. I mean, come and go. People come and go. But it's
I
fun.
Doubt I'll go to Bear Watch next year either.
Why not?
Because I want to go to IML.
Oh, that's the best time for Mike and I to go too. Okay, let's plan it.
Okay.
IML would be great. Bear Pride in Chicago this coming weekend because it is Bear Pride.
Yeah.
It is in Chicago this coming weekend. It's always the week after Bear Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Memorial Day weekend. So it's both Bear Pride and IML, and you'll really enjoy IML. You want to attend IML really. Because people attend the Bear Run, which Bear Pride, and then do some of the IML stuff. Or you do totally IML and do some of the Bear stuff. So, you can do that too.
We'll see. I don't know. I've never had a chance until probably next year to go do it. But I'm going to plan. I'm going to convince the better half that we need to do this. Because he's been before. So.
Oh, I've been before. How many times? I've been there twice.
I've always wanted to go. So.
Not on IML itself, but I went to the vendor market. So
yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Oh my God. Devin, if you're listening, let us know what happens at the at IML.
Yeah, pick us up some cool samples, Devin.
Yeah. Some of those masturbation eggs, those were good. For Ray. Ray broke one.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Apparently you need extra, extra large eggs, Devin.
Okay, Ray, so let's move on. What happened this weekend?
Well, this weekend I worked in the yard. We were supposed to be doing some software stuff at work, but that didn't happen. So I worked in the yard, did some stuff there, stayed around the house. It rained some, stormed a little bit, so it was all good. But we did get to go. I did go see two movies, Pitch Perfect 2, which is Aka Awesome.
Aka Awesome.
Very good, worth seeing. You know, Fat Amy's always hilarious.
Are there good one-liners there again?
Yeah, there were a couple. Okay. So there were a couple. It wasn't as good as the first one, but it was good enough to go see it at the movie theater.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was expecting more music than what they were doing, but because I kept sitting there, I was like, all right, when you bitches going to sing?
Oh, there's not much music. Well, it's more comedy.
Well, it's a little more comedy and not as much music. But going back, and if I rewatch the first one, it's probably about the same amount. So, But it was good. They set it up so they could do more sequels, kind of. So, but
really,
yeah, because they brought in some fresh meat, and then the girls that were in the original are all graduating and going away
Pitch
now.
Perfect three. See. Good Lord.
So, but then Sunday we went and saw Mad Max Fury Road.
I have yet to watch that sometime this week.
I only got two words for you. Tom Hardy. Girl.
See,
and we'll talk. Yes. And we'll talk more about. You didn't like him as Bane in Batman?
I can't even recognize him.
So.
I don't know. He's okay. He's got a buff. Right?
Yes, he's real buff. He's also done a couple other movies, but there's one where he's a boxer. He's running around in his boxing trunks and he's all pumped up and stuff. So pretty hot. But so we'll talk a little bit more about Mad Max and a little bit under entertainment. So would you like to talk about topics now? Would you like to transition?
Okay, we're going to transition now to our topics. And I just saw the video right now and it's pretty interesting that Ray posted this. And it's about the cult of daddies. It's from Logo. So it's basically what younger gay men really think about older gay men. So,
about old
And vice versa, of course. So in the spirit of Logo's newest shows, Cucumber and Banana, New Now Next asked gay men of all ages, shapes, sizes, and preferences open up about the taboo subject of age, regardless of how they feel about the word daddy. So do you think as an older guy, you get hit on more in your 40s? What does...
Do you get hit on more since you're at 40 now,
Leonard? Yes, I am in my 40s. Oh my God. Which reminds me, I have something to talk about being 40. Let me see. I say yes. I get hit on more on Growler, I guess.
Do you get hit on by younger guys or older guys?
Some younger guys. Of course, they're not my type. I don't like younger guys. Well, not my type. Not that I don't like them. I like them, but...
Are they other chasers?
Some are chasers. Oh, my God. I'm not. I am a chaser, but then I'm now being chased by chasers. Am I that fat?
Have you ever been called daddy or poppy?
No. I have. Yeah, no. You're right. No, I haven't been called...
Because as you watch the video, it makes some people cringe when they get called daddy. And I don't know if that's because they're super sensitive about their age. I don't mind being called daddy.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's said in an appropriate, respectful term.
Oh, really? That kind of term. I don't know. Me being called daddy, I cannot imagine it because I'm scrawny, I'm small, and I'm a chaser. And being Filipino, also being called daddy, not really. To me.
Well, what do they call you in the Philippines, Poppy?
Not even. I don't know. I don't even remember
being called. Because you're from the Asian culture.
Yeah.
And I know there's a whole segment of Asians that younger Asians and old ugly white men.
Okay. He said it. Ray at bearpodcast.com.
I'm just saying. I've been to some events.
Uh-huh. But
and it's young Asian guys and really old ugly white men.
Well, yeah, that's usually it's really rare to have an older Asian man. There's only one couple who I know. Wait, two couples. One couple who the Asian is older, and then the boyfriend is a whole lot younger, but then he doesn't call him daddy. I don't think so. But yeah.
What do y'all think, viewers? Do y'all, the ones that are who are old enough to be called daddy? Or I know some young guys call it other guys that are a couple years older for them, or if it's a BDSM thing, they call them daddy. But the younger guys, do they enjoy being called daddy? The older guys being called daddy.
I imagine you did. Because when you were in your 30s, you've always been a Huber dad.
Yeah. Well, I've always felt like I was a daddy.
Even though you're in your
30s. I felt like because of the whole BDSM stuff, I never felt like I was really a submissive. I never felt like a master. I could see being a sir and a daddy. That's my two things that me. Because the daddy role in BDSM is kind of our lead and train and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
It's more of a caregiver, not more of a slave-master relationship type thing.
So that's how you view yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have I always felt like I was the son or not the daddy? Yes,
Have you ever called Mike daddy?
No, never. Oh, that's right. I've never called Mike daddy. Yeah, that's right. I never did.
Yeah, I don't mind being called daddy, but don't call me Big Papa.
Why not Big Papa?
Because that's that stupid guy from... was it How Stella Got Her Groove Back? And he's on there having sex with the woman. I said, call me Big Papa, call me Big Papa. He wasn't getting on shit.
Okay. So yeah, let us know what you think. Wait, oh, there's some more questions.
There's more questions, Maynard. Hang on, chill out, slow down.
Okay, so what does daddy mean to you? Does it make you cringe? Do you believe there is a daddy culture?
I don't know. See, that's what the video said, that one of the older guys said there wasn't a daddy culture before now, really. And I've always kind of thought there was. I always thought there was this love-hate relationship between younger guys and older guys, where young guys didn't want to date the older guys, and the few that did,
yeah,
it was kind of like a chaser bear thing.
Yeah. So in this video also, it also shows a person who, one of them is, who kind of grew up, who became older, and makes him cringe or makes him...
Yeah, when somebody calls him daddy, because he's like 46, 40, he's close to my age, 46, 47.
And now he's being called a daddy. Yeah, so he does look like a daddy in the video. Yeah, I don't know. I guess when these terms came about and everybody got older and the internet and media and everything came up and it matured everything... Everything about social interactions kind of matured in during our generation because of technology, internet, and everything. And these terms just became more prevalent. Now, daddy. Yeah. Because what did we have a few weeks ago? With there's another...
The whole age discrimination thing about making men over 40 pay to go to these...
Yeah, things like that.
Parties.
Well, that, you know, that's different. But then...
No, it's not. It's still age discrimination.
Well, yeah, it is.
In a way. Pop
Uh-oh.
Goes the weasel goes pop! Mm-hmm. So,
that?
But one of the things that they talk about in the video is one of the guys talking about, am I going to have to pay for dinner again? Talking about dating younger guys. And I noticed that when I was single and dating, and I was dating younger guys, it always seemed like I was taking them out to eat or doing stuff with them if they were younger, mm-hmm. which I understood that maybe they were in school, didn't have a job, going to school full time, which was okay. But it also got to be that point, it's like, can't go anywhere without having to pay for stuff. So I got where I didn't want to go anywhere. And they're like, oh, let's go. I'm like, no, you ain't got no money. Mm-hmm. And then that comes, another one says that they're fine, are about finding a young gay man of substance. And my question to him was, are there young gay men of substance?
You're saying they're all shallow?
Well, no.
Men are shallow.
Well, I'm saying, but the whole thing about being young is you're young, dumb, stupid, and full of cum. I mean, you got to learn. I mean, the whole thing about being gay and young was acting a fool. Like, when I look back on when I was younger and gay, it was like figuring it all out. And I know if an older guy approached me, sometimes I got flattered, but it also freaked me the fuck out.
Really?
Not so much anymore.
Because they're not your type.
Because they're not my type.
They're my type. When I was in my 20s, and I remember back then when I was getting hit up on by a 40-year-old, this, oh my God, it's so hot. You know, I remember back then.
Yeah, but see, there weren't many people like you back then. When I was younger, I don't remember that. I mean, there are a lot. I always remember the older gay guys that I always seemed to run into at bars were always kind of lascivious and nasty and just like, way too desperate.
Oh, really? Some of the guys.
Yeah. And then the guy was talking about, you know, the younger gay man up there, substance, and I'm sure they are. But is there somebody because of the age issue, which is the difference in ages with some of these relationships? Are there realistic relationships between somebody really young and somebody older? Say, because I know I dated an 18-year-old, mm-hmm. and I was 43, 44, so it's over a 20-year gap. There really wasn't that much to talk about. We couldn't relate.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah,
I mean, the sex was great.
But that's all you're going to do.
But other than that, there was not much in common.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's exactly
around,
what
I mean, they wanted to sit around and play fucking video games, and I was like, hey, let's go do this. Oh, I'm in the middle of this battle, and blah, blah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to deal with that. And if there is somebody that is in a big relationship with a big age gap like that, what do y'all do to make it work? I know in some ways it can make the relationship work if the person's older And it keeps them young because they're having to go do this stuff and they don't sit at home and get all cranky and snarky like I do.
Yeah.
And bitter about everything. But that's what the young person does, kind of does, or anything. But realistically, where does that thing, right? Because like right now, if I wasn't in a relationship and I was having a date, I don't think I'd date anybody under the age of 30, maybe even 35.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't want to deal with the bullshit. But see, that becomes the other thing too. If a guy's not in a relationship by the time he's 35, it's usually a reason for that. And it's kind of fucked up to date older people because either they want to date somebody younger.
Yeah.
Or there's a reason they're 35 and still single after all these years.
Yeah.
Like they're crazy.
Well, some
and you
are,
know who I'm talking about.
Even though maybe in their 50s too. In the bear community, it's not so bad. People who are in their 40s are getting the time of their life.
Can't get their shit together, but yeah. But I mean, if you go out there and start dating people, there's a reason that some of these people are still single at this age.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was like looking at myself and I was talking about that. I was like, well, your dumbass was single at 45. So
mm-hmm. Anyway, okay.
And here's the other thing that somebody that Mike brought up. Said all these younger guys, you know, you'll go to a bar and if you try to approach them and talk to them, their friends, they're like, I got hit up on me. And then turn around by the time you're home, they're on Grindr all up on your ass trying to hook up with you.
Because they don't want other people to know.
Because they don't want other people to know. Just like those undercover chasers. Be like, oh, I can't be their little twinkie asses can't be messing with a fat boy in public. But after the club closes, they'd be like, hey, can I come over?
Y'all undercover know who y'all chasers.
Are. Y'all know okay. who y'all are.
Okay.
And there's a famous one here in Houston for it.
Oh, really?
Since he's in his 30s now, but he's more open with it and stuff. But when he was in his 20s, he was all creeping.
Creeping.
So watch the video and tell us what you think. Give us your feedback on the older, younger dating relationship.
Yeah, I'll put the links on the web. Link on the website. It's a YouTube video. All right, let's move on to something about the 10 gayest things about Mad Max franchise.
This is from Out. They compared all the movie franchises from Mad Max. And this one that Tom Hardy's in is just another Mad Max story. That's not a resetting or they're not doing this whole big, we got to reset the whole deal. It's just, here's a little story of Max and what happened when he was out there in the wasteland.
Okay.
So, and this is talking about the 10 gayest things about all out of all the movies. So if you've ever watched all the movies, you'll know what most of these are. Leather cops, a.k.a. gay boy berserkers. If the idea of end of the world law enforcement to be dressed in head-to-toe leather didn't come out of an amazing male stripper encounter, then it should have. And if you remember in the first Mad Max, all the ex-cops are in full leather and they're
everybody's
usually the
in
bad
leather.
Guys. Yeah.
It's really, yeah.
And I got to take number two because she's my idol.
All right, go ahead.
Tina Turner. With her lines made of a hairstyle, Tina Turner's Annie Antony gave us reason to live when almost everyone else had died, which is very true.
Did she sing? No, she didn't, right?
Well, she didn't sing. Well, she wrote the song, I Don't Need Another Hero, for the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she played Annie Antony, which kept the whole, I forgot what the name of the town was, in Thunderdome going.
Okay.
So.
Next is Wes. The red-haired right hand of Humongous, who shows little to no emotion until the person that appears to be his boyfriend is murdered with a metal boomerang by a feral child. Then he won't stop screaming until Humongous puts him into a sleeper hold.
And if you remember in the movie, the little gay dude, he was always riding bitch.
Oh, okay.
He had a chain around his neck. If I remember, he was some pale white blonde-haired boy.
Mm.
And one of the lead characters in the Fury Road is the guy that plays Beast in X-Men. The young guy.
Oh, the young guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, him with the deep set eyes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's why he looked familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. What's next, Ray?
Savannah Nix, the nurturing mother figure, history keeper, and storyteller of a tribe of desert children. And she does it all while wearing fur.
That is gay.
Yeah.
That is gay. Okay. So Max's leather outfit. Yeah. So, of course. Or leather. Case in point for the male stripper idea. Why couldn't Mel Gibson have aged like a normal, sane person? We need more silver foxes in Hollywood. Yeah.
Number seven, loincloths. At the end of all things, the only clothing options would be oppressive leather or minimalistic loincloths. There would be no in-between, no breathable fabric, and no cotton. The The only choices will be full or no coverage mm-hmm. in the apocalypse.
Gosh, it's so hot and everything. They're all wearing masks. It's really weird. Loincloths would be good, of course.
Yeah. Well, the new movie, you know, all the, what are they called? The berserkers?
Yeah.
They're all white painted skin and mm-hmm. wear no shirts and either jeans or leather pants.
Yeah. Next is Dr. Dealgood. Two words. Shoulder pads.
That's right. Dr. Dealgood and Thunderdome had them shoulder pads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Number 9, Charlize Theron. She kicked ass so many times they had to get a little creative this time by shaving her head, having her drive around a barren desert, rescuing other end of the worldlings, and having a robot arm. Someone had a good time coming up with that aesthetic. Because mm-hmm. she does. She's only got like, she's got a robotic arm and she's kicking ass the entire fucking movie. That's all she does.
Okay. I gotta watch it now. So Tom Hardy, the last one, number 10. Tom Hardy's pillowy lips. It really couldn't go without saying. Tom Hardy was a great casting choice, especially since he covered his face as Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. So yeah, I can't even remember his face right now, but I'm sure.
We had the mask on all the time.
Even here? No, well, I know.
The funny thing was at the beginning of the movie, they locked him in a mask, which was kind of funny. Considering he had to wear a mask all the way doing Batman. Bane. So I thought that was kind of funny. But okay. Let us know what you think. If you've seen Fury Road, if you thought it was a good movie.
So you're saying it's recommendable to watch in movies?
Oh, yeah. We watched it in 3D. It was worth it.
Okay. So, all right. We'll watch it.
It was kind of nonstop action. So.
Okay. We'll check it out. Mad Max. Sorry, guys, for that video clip because I ran out of space on the
He didn't delete all his porn from Bear Watch.
No, I didn't. No, I'm sorry.
Apparently all that action going on in 69 ate up a lot of videos on the camera.
Ran out of space, but we still have the audio, so you're still hearing what you must have been hearing everything. You heard everything anyway. All right, let's go to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, I'll take this one. So it's the gay. It's actually Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she's been on the news all the time when it comes to gay marriage, which is great. We have an ally out of her. Okay, so RBG marries gay couple, possibly drops clues to the Supreme Court of the United States marriage ruling. So thank you, Caesar, for this article. So on Sunday, one gay couple lived a dream as Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg officiated their wedding and might have hinted at the great court's upcoming decision on same-sex marriage. While marrying Michael Kahn and Charles Mitchum in a Washington's Embassy Row neighborhood, according to the New York Times, Ginsburg, RBG, put the stank on the word Constitution as she pronounced the two men married by the powers vested in her by the Constitution of the United States. Elsewhere, during a Christian Broadcast Network interview, Jeb Bush said he doesn't think gay marriage is a constitutional right, and Christian business owners should be able to discriminate against gay weddings if they'd like, because that's really showing that unconditional love talked about. Yeah, it should be. So a big country, a tolerant country, ought to be able to figure out the difference between discriminating someone because of their sexual orientation and not forcing someone to participate in a wedding that they find goes against their moral beliefs, Bush said. So enduring a man that literally stole an American presidential election is against my moral beliefs. Can I discriminate against Bushes in the White House? I'm sure Jesus would want me to. So, yeah, even the Constitution would say that. So, yeah, let's just say I hated that this article went to Jeb Bush because I really don't like Jeb Bush. But it's all about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And
her specific word usage during the wedding.
Yeah, by the powers vested in her, by the Constitution of the United States, which hopefully will be the ruling that they're going to do in June.
In June. We'll find out.
We'll find out. So,
but states are still trying to pass laws that will circumvent that.
Yeah. Like
so, Texas.
They're saying that even, what is it? Like Texas, even though the Supreme Court, they would say that they have the power to overrule that. Why? Texas is just so resistant.
I know. And here's the deal. There are enough gay people out there. You don't have to go to a Christian bakery wedding place to get married. There are plenty of gay people out there who would do it for you. And if you don't know them, contact the show. And if you're in Texas, and I will hook you up with some people. Because mm-hmm. they don't care. They just want the Monet.
Yep.
They're the ultimate non-conservatives. Mm-hmm. Okay, on to the geek.
All right, Ray. This is one of your favorites, I would say. That could happen.
Earl Grey hot. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Trek-like replicator now reality. And the latest example of Star Trek tech become a reality is the Genie, a device that echoes Trek's food replicators created by a pair of Israeli entrepreneurs. It relies on pods akin to the inner workings of an espresso machine to turn natural baking ingredients and freeze-dried fruits and vegetables into personalized meals in just 30 seconds. Eventually, Genie will know a person's microbiome and will prepare the pod specifically for that person. You will eat better, even tastier, and healthier. They also shared their desire for the Genie to be put to use in countries without enough food to feed their populations. In our world, we are getting fat and we're throwing away a lot of food. And in their world, they don't have any food. So if you use Genie, you can distribute the food better. You can have the shelf life much longer without the preservatives, give the people better food for them. We can even the food distribution in the world. And that's a very, very important goal. So
yeah, it's interesting because it's real. It's, you know, science fiction becoming a reality.
Yeah.
And food replicators. It's,
and it's not really a food replicator. I think it does certain things to mix stuff, mm-hmm. pre-measured stuff into something. So
yeah, it's like high-tech rationing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with 3D printers and this stuff gets more and more smaller and cheaper to make, the tool can combine. So eventually you just need the raw ingredients, which is basically what the replicator was. It basically takes raw materials and replicates it into something that you want. Mm-hmm. So whether that's food or machine parts or whatever, as long as the raw ingredients are there, it basically, on the show, it did it by teleportation. Yep. Transporter, which basically just took matter and reanimated it and put it together in another form.
Yep.
But I think eventually what's going to happen is going to be more like the 3D printer where it just prints the food out. And
yeah, in the form that you want it. It could be so, a
steak. Because roughly protein is protein. It's mm-hmm. just in different formats.
So what's going to happen here is they may be distributing. The easiest way to do this is they're all bars. Right? Like they're all like chocolate bars, but it's actually the nutrients are like rice, or the nutrients are like pork, or something like that. Or, but then that's how I imagine this could be. It doesn't have to look like leaves, but the nutrients and the raw materials we used for it,
yeah.
could just be as good and may taste the same,
yeah.
And the nutritional value would be the same, but it being looking like you get a salad.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to look like a real salad with leaves and everything.
But the whole thing is, much stuff that we waste in the U.S. from not eating it, I think more food goes to waste from it going bad. So, because I know living with somebody that works in a
food distribution
environment, that they throw away a lot of stuff because it's past, they have code dates and you have to do it. But think if you can take the stuff and transform it into something else and then bring it back and it tastes just the same, cooks just the same, or however you want to do it, then we cut out that whole big loss chain. So,
well, I'm sure this one is not really transforming things.
Well, no, but I mean, it's just like the pot, coffee pot thing, which on a side note, the guy that developed the Keurig pot.
The Keurig
thing said it's the worst thing he ever did because of all the pods in the trash now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they're not made from biodegradable stuff, and they're going in the trash by the millions.
Yeah,
so
that is bad. That's why I don't use Keurigs anymore. I did for a while, but that's because it was easy.
I still use them, but I don't use them as much because when I was single, that's all I needed in the morning was one cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And on weekends, I use it because I don't want to make a whole pot of coffee and waste that way. So it's that trade-off thing. So
yeah. Okay, so replicator. That's what you think if you're a Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
All right, next is, kind of get a read about this, and it's on Gawker, and I think I read about this. It's kind of funny. It is bizarre. So here goes for the bizarre. Man banned from airline over frankly hilarious Pinocchio tattoo because of where it's located. So this tattoo is kind of genius, and the airline that called the police and banned this man for sharing it with his fellow travelers needs to get over itself really quick. So the heyday of glamorous air travel may be over, but no one told 13-year-old. Yeah, he's like a 13-year-old at this point. Tom Washington, who apparently went all out for his Jet 2 flight en route to a vacation in Mallorca, dressing up as a female flight attendant alongside 22 of his closest friends who did the same, and all was going well until the Pinocchio tattoo reared its ugly head. So there were 23 of us all together, and we all met at East Midlands Airport, he said. We got up in the early hours to do our makeup and hair like presentable women. We were all excited and sober at this point, and we got on the plane with barrels of laughter from pretty much everyone, the airport staff and members of the public. We got to our seats on the plane for the safety induction. So I got up because my jacket was too tight. It exposed my chest which I had covered with a bra. I then proceeded to help the cabin staff with a talk using a sex toy. What? There was some old men on the plane as well, as they were a laugh. The lads mentioned I had a tattoo of Pinocchio, which I showed them. And that was the point where the manager took my passport. Oh my God, just because they saw a Pinocchio in his... It's almost in the crotch area. If you
it say. Is in the crotch area. Yeah. Pinocchio's nose is his dick.
Oh, that's what it is.
Come on, man. Did you not look at the pictures?
I did, but I only saw the head part. I didn't go all the way down.
Well, when you get past this, what's there on your crotch?
The dick, I guess. I guess it gets long if you lie, right? Or well, if you get laid.
Well, he's a man, so he lies all the time. So he's always got a hard on.
Okay. So following the incident, Tom was told that he would be unable to board the return flight. In order to get him back home, his friends all chipped in to raise 130 pounds to bring him back home on a different airline. Why? I mean, what's the problem?
Because I found it was he flashed people.
Oh, okay.
He showed his dick on an airplane.
Okay, so that's really just stupid. So Jet 2 apparently came down hard on Washington and his X-rated interpretation of the beloved children's book character tattoo, even trying to get him arrested because the indecent exposure aspect was offensive to other travelers. We carry millions of family every year, so this disgusting behavior will not be tolerated. It is totally unacceptable, the airline reportedly said in a statement. We pride ourselves on giving our customers a friendly and relaxing flight experience, so we will take action against anyone who causes offense and disruption to our crew and passengers. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. It's just a tattoo to me. But
well, yeah, but if you're on a plane and somebody stood there and whipped their dick out, well, you might not care, but I'm sure a lot of the people on the car would be offended and would not appreciate it.
I would probably laugh. Yeah. Do you think he had pubes? So it's got like a Pinocchio had a mustache.
Well, Maynard, look at the pictures. There are no pubes. He keeps it shaved. It's Pinocchio's face on his dick.
Yeah, I mean, his dick I comes know out what you Pinocchio's mean. Nose I'm is. Looking at the picture right now, and there is no dick shown.
Of course, he's not showing it. I tried to look for the dick pic myself, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, okay. So it's just really implied that
where Pinocchio's nose Pinocchio's is his nose. Dick.
Okay.
Because that's how it's tattooed around his crotch. Pinocchio's face.
So they were doing makeup. This is not a makeup? This is really a tattoo?
No, this is a tattoo.
Yeah, because like I said, in the beginning, they're all dressed as girls.
Yeah.
And then he had a Pinocchio. Okay.
But he has a Pinocchio tattoo. Okay.
Anyway, okay. So I guess that's the show.
Talking about bad decisions, I think.
Yeah,
tattoos true. On your body. Could you got to live that the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm. Hey, watch it. Some people in the show, 50% of the show, of the host of the show has a tattoo.
But do you have a tattoo of Pinocchio in your crotch area so when your dick gets big, it looks like Pinocchio's nose is growing?
I think it would be lying. Fun. Yeah, I know, but I think it's funny. It would be funny, but I won't do it myself, though. Okay, so I don't know. Tell us what you guys think about this. Okay, so I guess that's it. That's it for the show. Sorry again for the video because ran out of space.
Banner didn't delete all his porn videos from Bear Watch.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, so I guess that's it for the show. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or please call and leave us a voice message if you'd like to comment on one of the topics we've discussed during this episode. The Bear Podcast phone number is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yes. And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can also listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and Stitcher Radio. And you can go to the website at bearpodcast.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. So we're going to take a break next week. This is Memorial Week. And like I said, there's going to be parties. You'll be back on Wednesday next week or something?
Yeah. I'll be back Tuesday night.
Oh, Tuesday night. Okay. Oh, we can record on Wednesday. Or can you? I don't know if you can.
I doubt it.
You doubt it? Okay. Oh, well. So we're going to take a break next week, I guess. Although we'll probably talk about the Memorial Weekend that week. And
The following week.
Yeah, we're going to take a break for a while. I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.